This is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We go right to the front lines of history in the making. Development in the infrastructure bill. Development in the infrastructure bill. Joe Manchin, he's the mysterious floating vote. Kyrsten Sinema goes with him, so it's really floating two votes. Said yesterday that he is, quote, open, end quote, to the $3.5 trillion spending plan of the Democrats that they would have to put through on budget reconciliation, which means they could do it with just majority vote. Moscow Mitch could not filibuster it if it's in budget reconciliation. It would take 50 votes, all Democratic votes, and then Kamala Harris would come in and cast the 51st vote as president of the Senate, even though she's vice president. Now, here's the deal. Manchin is a sly, I do not want to say slippery, guy. Later in the day, he said, well, I'm going to have to be convinced how it's going to be paid for. Well, no one's going to raise taxes $3.5 trillion. The way it's going to be partially paid for, a lot of it paid for. Some of it COVID relief funds that have already been allocated and not spent, and some of it simply the economic activity in maintaining your capital assets, your roads, your bridges, your airports, and then widespread broadband in rural areas stimulates economic activity, and part of that is what it pays for it. So the question is, he is simply calculating his reelection chances in West Virginia and how much can he get away with in voting and still get reelected. In my view, he only won by 3% last time. 3%. This time around, they don't have a lot of people down there in the Republican Party in West Virginia who look like they could find their rear ends if they put both hands in their back pockets. So they're not going to put up anybody who's going to excite anybody. However, if it's a Republican year, they can get swept in. If it's a more nuanced year, even though the party in power frequently loses seats, Manchin has a very good chance. He's a former governor, very popular as a former governor, Democrat. You know, at one time, West Virginia was a Democratic state. It's not a wealthy state. Democratic state. Very patriotic. They have more Medal of Honor winners in combat. Medal of Honor winners per capita, of course. Obviously, California and New York are bigger states, but more Medal of Honor winners per capita than any state in the union. And they really are a brave people. I mean, they see the hill, somebody's pinned down, they just go running out there and take care of business. I mean, that's really what they do. Somehow they've been hoodwinked into going Republican. But then Manchin said something else that seems to take it back. He likes the yin and the yang. He likes pushing it in and pulling it out. So here's what he goes. He said earlier, okay, I'm open to $3.5 trillion spending. And frankly, who can be opposed to creating hundreds of thousands of high-paying union jobs for the trades and others, rebuilding roads, airports, bridges, broadband, water systems? Who can be opposed to that in either party? Well, I'll tell you who can be opposed to it. 50 Republicans are opposed to it. 50 Republicans. Some of them say they would do just the so-called hard infrastructure. Moscow Mitch wrinkled his nose, and who knows what they'll do. But what happened in the $3.5 trillion spending plan is the Democrats also put in things on climate change. Some of this money is going to contain climate change, which is good. Some of it has to do with immigration. There is one of the congressmen from Illinois, a Democrat, that said if it doesn't address immigration, he won't vote for it. Now, he's a congressman, so we have an 8-seat margin or cushion in the House of Representatives, and maybe we can get around him. Obviously, there has to be a comprehensive immigration plan. But but reports that are out now on publications that are actually sympathetic to the Democratic Party are that if they push DACA, that's a deferred action for childhood arrivals. That's for, you know, a couple comes into the country, and this happened many times, and they come in illegally, but they stay here and they're very productive. They work hard, and their kids are 1 year old, maybe 6 months old, maybe 8 years old. They come in, kids go with their parents. The kids will simply go with their parents and they're here, but technically they came in illegally too. And the question is, are these DACA kids who are now adults, deferred action on childhood arrivals, should they have a path to citizenship? Yeah, of course they should have a path to citizenship, but nobody will vote for it. Not a single Republican will vote for it. And there are four Democratic seats at least that seem to be in jeopardy if that is added to the infrastructure bill, the soft infrastructure bill, $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. That's one of the reasons why Manchin is leery. But Mark Kelly in Arizona, Jackie Rosen in Nevada, and a couple of others, the polling shows that if that's in there, of course, polling a year and a half out is basically sentiment, reflex, name recognition, all of this kind of stuff. You don't know what it's going to look like in November of 2022. You don't know what it's going to look like. My advice to the Democrats, go with your heart, do what our platform and what is right says, and people respect that. You take a look at Sherrod Brown in Ohio, Red Ohio, the state of presidents. I think they had more presidents than any state in the country, or right at the top of them. They are a swing state. They're with the North. They sent regiments to the South to fight for Abraham Lincoln in the Civil War, to fight to end slavery, to fight to reunify the country. But they're basically a red state. But, you know, they're not nuts. I mean, their governor, DeWine, very pro-vaccine, put $1 million lottery in to kind of get people to try to take the vaccine. He's not nutty about masks and distancing, pro-mask, pro-distancing. So in Ohio, Sherrod Brown wins by 5 points. Sherrod Brown is to the left of the average Democratic senator, far to the left of the average Democratic senator. Look at Bernie Sanders up in Vermont. Bernie speaks his mind. My feeling about politics is, if you're an honest person and you speak your mind, people respect that. They may not, they don't, in Ohio, none of the polls show that anybody would elect Sherrod Brown other than hardcore Democrats. And they're in the distinct minority. But Sherrod Brown and Bernie Sanders and people like that speak their mind, and there's no baloney about them. And you look at them and you say, this is what we get. What you see is what you get. So my feeling with Mark Kelly, with Jackie Rosen, with Manchin, all of these people who are up for re-election in 2022, Raphael Warnock is another one in 2022. Raphael Warnock is different because there is a racial component in Georgia, and they have spent their time, and I'm talking about Brad Raffensperger and Kemp and, you know, the Secretary of State and the governor, who everybody thought was, they were saints. Oh, yes, they certified the election. What were they supposed to do? They had to certify the election. The courts would have forced them to anyway. How many recounts do you want? Georgia had about three of them. One of them is by hand. Everybody's sitting there looking at ballots, pulling paper out of boxes, millions of ballots by hand. And the upshot when this happened in most states is that Biden got a few hundred more votes. this fraud, the charade of Trump, the big lie, has not gone on too far. But the fact is that Kemp and Raffensperger and the other people are not saints. And other than the fact that they did what they constitutionally had to do and are taking a heat from Trump, Trump is endorsing their opponents in primaries. And, that's the thanks they get. So they're trying to turn around and go full frontal voter suppression. So Raphael Warnock is going to face the loss of hundreds of thousands of votes. Places like Atlanta and elsewhere, they're going to strike them from the rolls. The Democrats are going out and doing a good job telling people, you know, you get a postcard saying it looks like you moved, call or write back and say, I didn't move, do something. Otherwise, you're going to be going down there and they're not going to let you vote. And you're going to get in another line that takes another 4 hours to cast a provisional ballot. This is what goes on in Georgia. This is what passes for democracy. The other one is the new voting laws, which after the Arizona example in the U.S. Supreme Court is liable to be upheld. You can't give a glass of water to a pregnant woman who faints in the heat in the voting line. It's a felony because you're, quote, aiding voters, end quote. Baloney. And what they're doing is they took the power to count the votes away from the Secretary of State and the local county elections commissions that were honest, they were bipartisan, and put it in the corrupt gerrymandered legislature. The corrupt gerrymandered legislature. So that's what's happening down there. All of this is going through Manchin's mind in West Virginia. So stay tuned. Comes out and he goes, okay, I'll go for $3.5 trillion. Hey, wait a minute, I read it. It's loaded up with climate change and immigration. I don't know. And then you have Garcia of Illinois, congressman. Okay, so we have an 8-seat margin there. Going to this stuff, if immigration isn't in there, I ain't voting for it in the House. Blah, 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 blah. This is a complicated ballet. There's nobody better than the ballet master himself, Joe Biden, most experienced guy in our government. Going to break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.